So let's cover learning to care as we are led by the Spirit today. As we take steps in our spiritual journey with the Lord, He pours out His teaching in loving ways upon us. And one of the ways of God is for us to learn to care for others. I know you may be thinking, why can't I just love God? But true love expresses itself through caring for others. And God shows us how much He cares for us. And He wants us to show our love for Him by caring and loving each other. We can't bless God, but we can be a blessing to someone else. See, the Lord teaches us that if we love Him, then we must take care of His flock. The Lord wants those in need to feel His love in their lives. So we must care for the poor, the fatherless, the widows, the orphans, the homeless, and the lost. Being loving and caring will cause us to share with others. We can't say we have the love of God in us, but we don't care about our brothers and sisters. See, when the Lord calls us, He's not calling us to care and take care of ourselves, but to care for others. See, if the Lord calls you to help His people, then we can't just worry about our own personal needs. This is what caused God to be angry with the religious leaders. They were not caring for God's flock. They only cared about themselves. They were not strengthening the weak, healing the sick, nor bounding up the wounds of the injured. So the Lord scattered His people because there was no one caring for His flock. God's people was wandering around lost. No one was searching for them. No one was caring for them. We see this today. Religion is taking our eyes off of caring for God's people. Many are scattered and lost because those who call themselves shepherds don't really care about others' needs or the brokenness of God's people. They only care about orphans and builders and self-promotion and selling product. See, when you and I start really caring for each other, we speak to one another with psalms and hymns, with spiritual words and with love. We give thanks to God the Father for everything, including the lives of others. We love and care for others, submitting to one another out of reverence for Christ Jesus. Learning to care for all of God's people is going to take some growing on our part. Not many of us willing to take on others' burdens. But if we are a child of God, then we have to be clothed in compassion and kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. We must care for those who are less fortunate than us. We must learn to bear one another's pains, forgiving whatever grievances we have against one another. Let there be honesty. See, we have some growing to do to get where God wants us to be. We have to put on love, which binds all things together in perfect unity in Christ Jesus. And as we travel along our spiritual journey together, there will be times when we have to encourage one another and build each other up. We must remember how we receive salvation through Christ Jesus. He's died so we can live together with Him in unity, and not for ourselves, but for God. See, we were a mess, lost in the world, focused on self-pleasure, fear, and evil. But when the kindness and the love of God appears through Christ Jesus, He saved us. Not because of any righteous thing we've done, because of His mercy. So let us be merciful and care for others. See, Christ saved us. Let us help save somebody else so God can wash them, give them rebirth, new their spirit in the Lord, and save their souls. We have to encourage one another daily, not just on Sundays and Wednesdays, but daily, God's word says. So none of us are hardened by sin's deceitfulness. So none of us have a sinful, unbelieving heart. So none of us turn away from the living God who cares for all His creation. Must learn to care for one another and not slander each other. We can't speak against our brothers and sisters. We can't stand in judgment of each other. Who are we to judge our neighbor? Who are we to judge God's people? Christ is the one who saves, and Christ is the one who judges. We need to be a blessing and learn to care and learn to love and love others deeply. We have to learn to be hospitable toward each other. Go with me to 1 Peter chapter 4, verses 8 through 10. See, we have to take on the ways of God, even if it goes against what we think, how we feel, and what we believe. 1 Peter chapter 4, verses 8 to 10 says, above all, Love each other deeply, because love covers up a multitude of sin. Offer hospitality to one another without grumbling. Each one should use whatever gift he has received to serve others, faithfully administering God's grace in its various forms. Learning to care, learning to love comes from God. I'm not talking about the human kind of love that does not teach us to care. See, God loves confirms that we are born of God and known by the Lord. We can't begin to care for others without God's love being in us. It won't be real. It'll be the false kind of human love that we already have and know. Human love is what we use to hurt others. God's love is what we use to care for others. See, God loves and cares for us. So he sent his son in the world so we can have life through him. That's real love. That's how much God really loves and cares for you and I. It's the type of love and caring you and I must learn to have and give so we can be like Christ Jesus. See, if God lives in us, then his love, his kindness, and the way he cares must be in us too. While this may not be humans, we all have experienced having someone who said they really care and love us. We believed them. We gave them our heart. But we or they got hurt. What kind of love were they giving us? What kind of love were we giving them? Was it human love or God's love? And do we know the difference? See, right from the beginning, God demonstrated his love and how much he cared for all of his creation. God prepared the Garden of Eden so mankind can work it and take care of it. Every kind of animal is created and cared for. God gave us everything we needed, everything we would ever need, right there in the Garden of Eden. So it's important as God calls us that we always seek what's important to God. He will provide all that we need. We don't have to worry over ourselves. We can't lead like the Pharisees who cared about having the most important seat in the church, about how others viewed them. They did not focus on helping God's people. So when Christ confronted them, they was offended. Christ corrected their behavior. He said, you like to load people down with burdens you yourself will not carry. You won't lift a finger to help them. Whoa, Christ says. You love and care about things that brings you glory, but not God. So we have to learn to care for God's people from the teaching Christ shared with Peter. Christ asked Peter, do you love me more than these? Then Jesus told Peter, then feed my lambs. Again, Christ asked Peter, do you love me? Then take care of my sheep. A third time, Jesus asked Peter, do you love me? Jesus said, then feed my sheep. Being called by God to care for his people is something God the Father, and our Lord Christ Jesus, takes very seriously. Those prepared by God who are spiritually should have it in their heart to help the people of God. We have to watch over ourselves carefully. Otherwise, we'll fall into temptation. This world will have us thinking and focusing only on ourselves while being religiously minded. God's work is very important, and we have to be careful. We can't think too much of ourselves. We were nothing. We can't deceive ourselves, no matter how many people lift us up. We have to test our actions and test our motives. Only then can we take pride in the work that we've done for the Lord, not comparing ourselves to anyone else. We're carrying out our assignment. Nothing is special about us except we answered the call. It was the Lord who gave his son to be apostles and prophets and son to be evangelists and son to be pastors and son to be teachers to prepare God's people for works of service so that the body of Christ Jesus can be lifted up and cared for. Those called to care for God's house and people are not looking for praises from men, but from the Lord. Learning to care like the apostles who love those in their care so much they delighted in sharing the gospel of God in their very lives, see, even so the others could be lifted up. And as overseers of God's house and God's people, we must live above reproach, be self-controlled, respectful, hospitable, able to teach, not given to drunkenness, not violent, not quarrelsome, not lovers of money. We must be able to manage our own house and family. How can we take care of God's house if we can't manage our own home? We must have a good reputation so we don't fall into disgrace, into the devil's trap, showing God's love and caring ways to each and everyone we meet. See, God has an expectation with God and how we conduct ourselves in his house. We must come to serve the Lord so we gain excellent standards and have great assurance in our faith in Christ Jesus. Go with me to 1 Timothy chapter 3, verses 13 and 15. How we come to God's house is important. How we serve is important. We can't fall short in caring for others. 1 Timothy chapter 3, verses 13 and 15 says, those who have served well gain an excellent standing and great assurance in their faith in Christ Jesus. Although I hope to come to you soon, I'm writing you these instructions so that if I am delayed, you may know how people ought to conduct themselves in God's household, which is the church of the living God, the pillar and foundation of the truth. We have to care for all who are drawn to God's house, from the least to the greatest. All must be cared after. Special attention must be given to care for the poor, the widows and the fathers, and those in need. Those who are really in need have to put their hope in God, as those who serve in the house of God continue to pray night and day for them, asking God for help. With sincere love in our hearts, we must love our brothers and sisters, learning to one another deeply from the heart. We've been born again, not of imperishable seed, but imperishable seed through the living and doing word of God. We must care for all things of God, his word and his son, his spirit, his house, and his people. See, many of us have gone through some difficult struggles in our life, which is have us question if God really cares for us. This is nothing new. King David asked the Lord, what is man that you're so mindful of? The son of man that you care so much for him. See, no matter what we're going through, if the Lord is our God and we are his people, then we are his pastor. We're the flock under his care. And we must believe and remember and have faith that God indeed loves and cares for us. Go with me to Psalm chapter 95, verses 6 through 9. So we can't allow what happens in this life to harden our hearts so we don't believe that God cares for us. Psalm chapter 95, verses 6 through 9 says, come, let us bow down and worship. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker. For he is our God, and we are the people of his pasture, the flock under his care. Today, if you hear his voice, do not harden your hearts as you did in Meribah, as you did that day in Manasseh, in the desert, where your fathers tested and tried me, though they had seen what I did. See, God has a plan for our lives. And though we can't always see it, we must become a remnant of God so we can find rest under his care. God cares and we find smooth pastures in the evening when we lie down, that we'll find rest in his presence. The Lord our God cares for us. We must care for others. Is there any part of your life that you don't think God cares about? See, Jesus accepted us just as we are, and he receives us into himself. He cares about our health. He cares about our children. He cares about our finances. The Lord cares about our marriages. He cares about our body. The Lord cares about every hair on our head. God cares. The Lord cares about everything regarding a child of his, both the small and the great. See, many question if God cares. Even the disciples of Christ questioned if the Lord cared about them. While they were on a boat, the waves broke over the side of the boat. It was nearly filled with water. Christ was asleep in the stern, and the disciples woke him up asking Christ, do you care that they drown? See, you must believe and not doubt, because those who are died like a wave of the sea, who are blown and tossed by the wind. Such a person should not think they receive anything from God because they are double-minded and unstable in all that they do. We must have faith all the way until the end. God cares for us. God will never fail us if we keep our faith. God the Father, our Lord Christ Jesus, cares for each one of us. Glory to God. See, God is a God of love, forgiveness, compassion, mercy, grace, and kindness. It's all a part of God because God cares. Praise the Lord. Christ demonstrated just how much he cared for us by going to the cross. God cares for us. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father God, for all that you do, Lord. I'm here to testify how you cared for me, God. There's been so many times in my life, God, where you could have easily turned your back on me. You did not have to help me. You did not have to forgive me, but you cared, God. You showed me just how much you care. I know that's the way you are. I know anyone calling on your name, anyone coming in the name of your son, God, I know you receive and you forgive them of their sins, God, and you demonstrate how much you care for them. Life is not easy. Does not matter how much we have. Life will demonstrate to each one of us that it's not easy. It doesn't matter how long you live. It doesn't matter how fortunate you are, how much wealth you got. Sooner or later, life is going to demonstrate to each one of us just how hard it is. And we need to have a source in our life. We need someone in our lives that can rise above all the trouble that life brings. We need someone in our lives that we can lean on even in the darkest times that won't turn their back on us. We need someone that loves us no matter what we do, no matter what we are, no matter where we come from, no matter the color of our skin, no matter how much money I got in my pocket or don't have in my pocket. We need somebody that cares for us no matter what. Because sometimes life can beat us down so badly we can't think that anybody cares for us. But God cares. And he wants to show us just how much he cares so we can lean on him and start caring for others. Learning to care the way God cares is, man, it ain't easy. It ain't easy because so many people don't, you feel like in our mind they don't deserve it. But we didn't deserve it. See, that's what you and I got to get an understanding about learning to care for others. See, you and I did not deserve it. It wasn't because of anything that we've done. It wasn't because of who we are. It wasn't because of the family we was born in that God called us and lifted us up and touched our lives. It's because God cares. He loves us beyond our measure. We got to learn to care like God cares. Not like the world cares. See, we got to learn like God cares. Compassion and love and kindness has to be in our heart for everyone. Not just someone that you know have some money. Not just someone you think can do something for you. See, that ain't what God is looking for. You and I got to learn to care for the people that don't have anything in their pocket. Those in need, the poor, the widows, those who are lost. Those are the people you and I must learn to care for. Us. We must take on God's love in our hearts so it teaches us how to care. Otherwise, we'll end up hurting somebody because all we have is human love. All we are is religious-minded. See, but God wants us to go beyond religion. He wants to get us in his son, Christ Jesus, to teach us how to really care to the point that you're willing to die for a friend. Let's care beyond us receiving. Beyond the point of us getting paid back. See, beyond the point of recognition. See, this is what God's love, caring for somebody else. See, you're not doing it so somebody can lift you up. You're not doing it to be seen. See, you're doing it because God's love is inside of you. Because God, through his spirit, through his son Christ Jesus, has taught you and I how to care for somebody. No matter if nothing comes back to us. We must care so others can be lifted up, so God can be lifted up, so his name can be cared for, so others don't understand there's a God, and he cares for you. So others can come to know God and be lifted up through his power, his word, his son, and his spirit. And by his service, you and I carry forth God's work in this world. You and I got to understand learning to care is essential to us being like Christ Jesus. It's essential to us being what God has called us to do. And if you and I never learn to care for somebody else without getting something back, you and I will never have the love of God in us. We must learn to care beyond receiving, beyond anything that you and I can receive back, thinking that all the work we do is to glorify God, not ourselves. It is to glorify our Lord and Christ Jesus, not ourselves. It is to glorify the cross. It is not ourselves. See, everything we do in Christ, see, that's a maturity. That's a, Lord help us today. Everything when we mature, understand this is about God. This is not about me. This is about me learning to care like God so others can be lifted up and they can come to know Christ Jesus. And Christ Jesus will lead them to the Father. We'll all be one, united in Christ Jesus, learning to care for one another, going beyond measure. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for teaching me that I may share with you how we must care, God. This world, look on your, oh my God, help us. Just look at the news. Look at what's going on today. Nobody cares. Especially those in leadership, they don't care. But we who are called by God, who are full of God's grace and mercy, who know what it means to, for someone to care for someone when you had nothing, when you were nothing, God reached down and cared for you. See, to understand that and put that in our hearts to teach us how to care for everyone that God created. We'll be a caring person. We'll mature in the Lord because love and care is in our hearts. It is what drives us to do anything that we do. It's not money. It's not fame. It's not fortune. It's the love and care of God that's in us to drive us to do the things that God calls us to do, that we do every day, whether we get paid or not paid. We do it because God instructed us, because God put it in our hearts to do. We love and care because God loves and cares. Thank you, Father God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Amen.